On the left, Janet Burks. In the middle, Keeban Rawls. On the right, Anthony Gore. We'll open it up for questions.
Chandler, what were they showing you guys early on to where you guys had to make the adjustments? Seemed like it was a little slow out of the gates.
Nothing that we didn't practice. They lined up where they were going to be. They had a little bit different scheme, as in their D linemen were a little bit further off the ball. In that instance, we see that, and we should be making some chunks. So, but they came out, you know, ready to play, flying around, and you know, we had to get adjusted. Unfortunately, we didn't come out with the same enthusiasm, the same energy. But the defense played really, really good for us and played, you know, won this game for us. So,
Anthony, you guys did a great job defensively, keeping a very dynamic quarterback in front of you guys. Talk about what it took defensively for that.
It just took a lot of focus. Coach went into the game. Last year we played them at their place, and we didn't do a good job. They rushed for like 400 yards, had a total of 500. And he just told us that's just not Kennesaw State football. So our focus was on number 12 and just to stop him, because if he stopped, then the offense really, it minimizes the offense.
Keep it, looked like they were trying to try you, throwing passes against you. You got that pick on. What were your thoughts?
I mean, last year I kind of had a bad game against them, so coach had already warned me that coming out they was going to try me, so I just had to lock in. And like coach preached, treat every route like a championship route, man. And the guys up front made it easier because they were getting pressure on them all night, man, and it just made my job a whole lot easier.
Anthony, you guys knew about the quarterback, and you guys looked like y'all was going, had a pretty strong day. Game plan was to shut him down, it looks like, on your side.
Yes, sir. And the game plan, it really was to shut him down first, and however he tries to get the ball to his receivers, then we just run the championship effort to the ball. And like I said, the last game we played, and we played terrible. So it was just coach put emphasis on us having a good game and helping the offense out, and the offense helping us out when we need it.
Chandler, did it feel like that you guys should have been more than 17 points? It felt like it was, you were driving, but then like drives would stall. What was your thoughts on the way that the offense was running today?
You know, we harp on execution, and something that everybody knows that we did not execute at times, because we had, I think, like a record-setting penalties, which is, you know, we like to set records, but not those kind of records around here. So, you know, at times they were doing really good on defense, and those penalties are just drive stoppers, you know, and we start getting behind the chains, and you know, we're sitting at 2nd and 6, and we're looking to punch it back in, give it back to our 2-back, get him going again, and we get another penalty, we're behind the chains again. So that's something we're going to have to focus on. It's something that we're going to attack this week, I know for a fact, and we got to come out and execute and be a lot more polished next week going to Presbyterian.
Keeban, one play was about 8.5, 9 seconds unofficially. You guys had to defend. You ended up breaking up the pass. The challenges on defending that long against some pretty skilled receivers.
Coming into the game, we knew that the quarterback was kind of athletic and going to get out the pocket, but they just put emphasis on once they're down the field, lock up and just don't stop till the play's over with.
Chandler, second straight game, you guys really pounded the ball well up the middle. How much easier is it making your job, even on a night like this? You say you get behind the chains a couple of times, mm-hmm. but to know that you've got that running game where you're going to get 4, 5, 6, punching it up the middle. How much, how much more dangerous is this offense going to get because of that?
Well, our offense is built around our 2-back, and if we can get our 2-back going, watch out. You know, Trey White, something he always said stuck with me. You know, 3 times 4 is a first down, and that's something that we've been able to accomplish and get to. You know, and that's a credit to our offensive line. They've, you know, Coach Chestnut has been on them, and they've been working really hard every single day. You know, that's been their challenge, to get the 2-back going. And I think that's, 2 weeks in a row now, we've had a 100-yard rush to 2-back. And all the credit goes to Jake McKenzie, Bronson Rexon. Those dudes are balling right now. And that's all the credit really goes to the offensive line and up front, and, you know, making those holes and creating those holes for them and then going to make those plays.
Anything else? I appreciate it. Thank you.